Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit Zurich.ie to find out more.
Well, I'm joined now by Pat Byrne, the CEO of CityJet. And Pat, it wasn't really expected that there would be any big or good encouraging news for international travel in the Taoiseach's speech today. But indeed, there really was no news at all, was there? We're being told July onwards, July and beyond, I think is the phrase that Taoiseach used when he mentioned the aviation industry. What's your thoughts on that?
My thoughts are that the population is kind of, you know, grateful for and dependent on the kindness of our public health captors. We're all suffering, I think, from Stockholm syndrome and grateful for small mercies. I think that the insensitivity towards the aviation sector is mind-blowing, to be quite honest. We're not a tap. We are a highly regulated industry. We can't just get aircraft out of storage, get crews retrained and so on. I cannot understand why a roadmap for the reopening of aviation and tourism cannot be announced, irrespective of when it's going to start, but it has to be announced. We need to plan. So I think it was absolutely appalling that the contempt that this government continue to show towards aviation is so bad. And I'm worried because we are an outlier in aviation. We're the only country, EU country, with a mandatory hotel quarantine. I was disappointed when Taoiseach responded to Michael McNamara's question in the Dáil today about, you know, travel, international travel, when Taoiseach said travel between heavily vaccinated countries. My concern now is that we're going to be an outlier again. We will not align with the EU certificate for travel, which is not just vaccine, but it's also as an alternative with equal standing. It is people who've recovered from COVID or people who can produce a negative test. And I'm really concerned.
And I can understand, Pat, why you would be concerned to hear that from the perspective that you're coming from. But can you understand from a public health perspective why a lot of people would feel comfort in hearing the thought to say that when we do allow travel, it will be vaccinated to vaccinated, you know, countries? Because, I mean, for example, we're being told today that it's vaccinated people that can meet up indoors, or it's vaccinated people that can meet up with just one household with an unvaccinated person, you know, so it does matter.
It matters, but equally, if the EU are rolling out, you know, a pan-European program for travel and standardising the criteria for travel, I just want to hear our government saying they're going to adhere to that, because heretofore they have not demonstrated that they will follow EU policy. We are doing our own thing here. We want to be outliers. And the hotel quarantine is for EU countries is exactly an incredibly bad example of that.
I know Thomas Byrne has spoken about this before, the junior minister. There has been indications that the government is planning to follow the Green Digital Cert. I suppose the question marks that arise around it is the timing of it at this point, whether or not we'll be ready to go when other EU countries are ready to go.
But the other major omission is that Professor Mark Ferguson and his team produced an incredibly pragmatic report on rapid antigen testing to be rolled out across the country and welcoming and inviting initiatives for this. Absolutely no mention whatsoever from government about antigen testing. There are lots of ways that we can make the return to normality an awful lot safer than just depending on PCR testing. We should be doing self-testing, rapid antigen testing. It should be nationwide, and this will identify infectious cases. It will actually speed up the entire process of getting back to normality, but not a mention of it at all. I just find it's highly disappointing. Why commission the report in the first place if we're not going to actually implement the recommendations in that report?
Okay. Just finally then, Pat, I'm not sure if we have a date for the next update on when we're going to be hearing about the next step, the next phase in reopening. As I said, all we know at the moment is July. When does the aviation industry need to know when they're going to be allowed open in order to save the summer? Or do you think the summer is over in terms of international travel?
We need, you know, normally we would need months. In this time that we're in, we would probably have to make do with weeks. But certainly, you know, it's not, you know, you can go next week, guys, and off you go. It's not as simple as that. We need the guts of 6 weeks, 8 weeks to plan properly. You know, it is just, you know, it's just not acceptable that there is no signposting and a plan published. Why not? You know, we have a Minister for Transport that we never hear from. We have a Minister for Transport who actually would prefer, probably, if air travel didn't exist in the first place because of his particular green agenda. So it is just unimaginable that we've been treated like this. And we are an island nation, a mixed economy, completely dependent on connections and connectivity. And yet we have treated our sector with disdain.
Pat Byrne, CEO of CityJet, thank you very much for joining us with your reaction to today's announcement. We're going to go now to Gina Murphy, proprietor of Hugo's Restaurant in Dublin. So some good news, Gina, in that outdoor dining will be allowed, but no date set on indoor dining as of yet for hospitality. And indeed, indoor dining has been put on the government website under the tab of a number of higher risk activities. It has been regarded as a high risk activity.
Mm-hmm. Well, look, first of all, we're just thrilled that we're going to get open and that we're going to get our businesses open again and try and get what we have left of our staff. You know, we've lost so many of them, but we need to get people back to work. So for that, I'm just grateful that we have an opportunity again. I mean, obviously, there are a lot of inequities in the reopening, you know, with hotels before restaurants, outdoor and indoor. It's a little bit exasperating. I mean, we need a roadmap. We need to be able to plan. We need to, you know, we can't just open our doors from a standing start. We need weeks of a run-up, which, you know, I appreciate we're getting now. But it's everything that's coming towards us, the double crisp payment, it really doesn't even come close to what we need. I mean, I have nothing left in my kitchens. A double payment doesn't even cover the basics of what we need to get started again.
And just for your own situation, I'm very familiar with Hugo's. It's on a busy road there. I don't know, do you have any outdoor dining space? Or if you do, how many people could you accommodate in one sitting?
At the moment, I have none. I got permission for one table of two last year. But that, taking that aside, we are actually on a campaign to get our street pedestrianised because we have 12 hospitality businesses on this little street. And, you know, to do everything protecting these businesses, but also creating an amenity because last summer was a disaster in Dublin city centre. Our city centre nearly collapsed. We were trading at about 23-24%, absolutely not sustainable, and we were not viable. We need to create things to bring people back into the city again, and by creating a cultural corridor in this pedestrian area, we would hope that we would create that vibrancy again to help attract people into an outdoor amenity, because we know that we're not going to have a lot of indoor activities in the next couple of months. So we fully need this pedestrianised, and we need the help of everybody connected to it to help us get this over the line.
Okay, well, thank you very much for joining us this evening. That's Gina Murphy, proprietor of Hugo's Restaurant in Dublin. Do stay with us. We're going to be getting lots more reaction to the Taoiseach's announcement this evening. We'll be speaking to Mary Lou MacDonald, Sinn Féin president, among others, in the next half hour. Right now, though, we'll take a break.